Okay, Hanukkah is upon us. Let's begin with a few questions. I think in previous years we tried to say a few pshatim, different mahalchim, on the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ner sheyesh lo shnei piyos oyle l'shnei bnei adam." That a candle which has two mouths can count for two people. It's a very interesting halacha why the Gemara would bring such a case of a nir with two wicks. What it means that it's oyle l'shnei bnei adam. So before we come to understanding pshat in that, there's a few general halachas in Ner Chanukah which al pi pnimius can use hesber. Firstly, of course, the fact that we light Ner Chanukah b'tzad smol, that's how we paskin. Mezuzah b'yamin, Ner Chanukah b'smol. The idea, the halacha, which we begin being mesada the neiros from right to left, then we do the halacha from left to right. What's the significance of that? The Gemara, the end of the sugya of Ner Chanukah, brings a very interesting maimer that a person who is ragel b'ner, who is zahir b'ner Chanukah, having leibanim tamidei chachamim, that he's zeichet to have children who are tamidei chachamim. Why should that be the schar? And the Gemara brings an example of a couple of cases of Rav Shizbi and a couple of other tzaddikim, that because their parents were zahir to light Ner Chanukah properly, so the Gemara uses a lashon gav rabba nafka mehacha. A great person emerged from here. It's very interesting lashon what that means. Gav rabba nafka mehacha. That I could tell and I could see from the halakha, which was done accordingly, according to halacha, that a gav rabba nafka mehacha, a great person came out of this. Now, Pisaid, we'll just mention the words and the inyanim, and hopefully we'll come back. Before we do so, there's one other halacha just I'm reminded of as we move on. The Gemara also discusses an interesting case of that if a person has two psachim to his house, he has to light by both psachim. Mipnei achshad, the Gemara says. B'shnei ruchais, because of the chshad. What's the significance of such a case? I'll be pnimius. The Ari HaKadosh says one of the kavanas of Chanukah is to divide the word Chanukah into two. Chanu chafhei. And another way he divides it is Chana chafav. Chana, and then chafav is the gematria of the Shem Havaya. And he's not Masbir. He uses that as a Pesach to one of the kavanas which he has for Shasa Nisim. But that in itself needs a hesber. What's pshat? Chana chafav. And lastly, the Rosh Hashanah has a kavana when lighting the Ner Chanukah, that the Ner Chanukah is the letter vav of the word hoid. It's a vav with a kamatz, he says. And he says this is the side of the word vayishkav. Yesh chaf beis osios, the Zohar says, vayishkav. So of course, many of the teachings of the Rosh Hashanah, especially, they don't come with any hesber, but just lefi darkenu, al pi pnimius, what would vayishkav, what would the inyan of this vav of Ner Chanukah, how can it be explained in Mirtz Hashem? So let's begin with a statement, with the Dvar Torah from the Tiferes Shlomai, that he says, in discussing the halacha of Ner Chanukah, being madik miner l'ner. The Tiferes Shlomai writes, quoting the pasuk which it says in Shmuel, the pasuk says, v'ner l'kim terech yichbeh, that the ner of Hashem, before it would go out, Shmuel was sleeping in the Heichal Hashem, and those who are familiar with the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, this is the beginnings of Shmuel receiving his navi, of his nevuah. The Gemara dashens this pasuk in Kiddushin. The navi is straightforward about it, that the Dvar Hashem was very rare in those days, and Shmuel was the beginning of the relation of nevuah. So he quotes the Chazal in Bereishis Rabbah Nun Ches. It says on the pasuk, "Dor halech v'dor ba." Ad shalei shaka shimshal shal Eli, zarcha shimshal shal Shmuel. That before the son of Eli set, the son of Shmuel began to rise. And he writes, "Be'emes zeu chesed elyon." This is a very great chesed Hashem does b'chol devador tzadik atam yifrach, that Hashem creates tzinoros of hashba, as it says, "Layichbe b'alay l'neira," that Hashem does not allow the neir to go out at night, that the shechina does not allow that the neir of tzadikim in this galus to go out completely, which is daim b'talayla. He says, "This is the secret of a chazal say malikin miner l'neir, mitzadik l'tzadik," that before the setting of the sun of one tzaddik, Hashem already causes another tzaddik's sun to rise. It's actually very appropriate for today's news from Eretz Yisrael with the p'tira of the Manig Ador, Reb Shtaim Zatzal. The idea of Shkiyas Hashemesh and Zrichas Hashemesh, that Hashem already is preparing new tzaddikim to rise. Not just to rise, but it's nidlak miner l'ner, that when a tzaddik passes away, there's a hadlaka which takes place, that the neshama, which is nimsha l'ner, ner Hashem nishma sadam, is madlik other tzaddikim, that they take his koach. Everybody grabs a mida from the tzaddik. And that causes, with the p'tir of the tzaddik, other kreichavim, other tzaddikim to rise in Klal Yisrael, which Hashem is already preparing the refu'a koidon l'maka. We see a connection here between the idea that the Tiferes HaShleima was bringing out of Malik Ner Lener, the relevance of this sugya to alien Shmuel. Alien Shmuel. Shmuel is a very important person in the history of Klal Yisrael. Some of them tell us that Chanukah, not just Chanukah, but every yontif corresponds to a sphira. And the Sfira, as it corresponds to every yontif, for example, Pesach is Chesed, and Gvura is the Yamim Leroyim, Tiferes is Shavuos, Netzach and Hod is Chanukah and Purim. And being that Chanukah and Purim, the Zohar tells us, they're what's called Trei Palgi Degufa, that wherever Netzach and Hod go, they go together. So Chanukah is like Hod and Netzach, and Purim is also like Netzach and Hod. And the Pagam of the Gid Hanasha, which you read about in the parashas which precede Chanukah, is really a hakdama to the whole Indian of Chanukah and Purim. Because the Pagam of the Gid Hanasha is a Pagam in Hod, it's a Pagam in Netzach and Hod. And the Sfarim say that Shmuel Hanavi came and he was misaking the Pagam in Netzach v'Hod. Because Netzach and Hod are the Trei Reichin from where Nevuah comes from. Nevuah comes from Netzach and Hod, the Zohar says. So Shmuel, the fact that he was the beginning of Nevuah, he was the first Navi from which all the tzinoros of Nevuah come from. And he was able to tap into that place and to make a correction, a tikkun, in Netzach v'Hod. So Shmuel has a very strong connection to the Gid Hanasha. In fact, Shmuel is Bigamatria Gid Hanasha. And so therefore, the Shiras and the Halal and the Haidah, which emerges from the Yontif of Chanukah, is all Memeila from the Tikkun of Hod. Lashon of Haidah, that they were Kavu Yamim Tovim Bahal of Haidah. It all revolves around the Inyan of the Tikkun of Hod, which goes back to the Inyan and to the Sugi of Shmuel Hanavi in that Tikkun of the Gid Hanasha. When we look at the sugya, what it means to light at the Pesach Havayis, that halacha, we find something very interesting. We know the Navi tells us that when Chana came to Davin at the Makom HaMikdash, Chazal tell us that Eli was choshed her as a shikaira. The Navi says so. And of course, Chazal tell us, ha-choshed b'ksherim chayv l'varchay, that a person has to give a bracha if he's choshed b'ksherim. And certainly, Eli was choshed b'ksherim. This is the source of that halacha, that he thought she was a shikaira because he understood the Urim V'Thummim to be shikaira. Really, it said ksherah. So ksheira means a kasher, that he was choshed b'ksherim. And from that emerges the bracha which he gave her, and she zeichet to Ishma. Now, the simple reading of this sugya would imply that Eli made a mistake. that he was chayish b'ksherim, and he gave her a bracha. But take a look at the lashon of the pasuk, what it says by Eli. And we don't want to certainly fall prey to being chayshid b'ksherim. Certainly Eli was a kasher. To be chayshid him, that he was chayshid b'ksherim. Pasuk tells us, Vayihi ki hir basalei hisfalu lifnei Hashem ve'eli shomer aspiha, that she was profusely davening to Hashem Yisbarach, and Eli was protecting her mouth. He was guarding her mouth. What does that mean, Eli with shomer aspiha? Really, the emek hadvarim is that Eli saw that she was hir basalei hisfalu. But when a person davens too much, or in a way where it draws attention, that even the Mekatrigim start to pay attention. There's a Maisa with the Rav Shitzer and the Chayza from Lublin, that the Chayza from Lublin once was davening very, very, very much, and the Rav Shitzer was making jokes. He's making jokes, and he said something along the lines of, like, the Chayza is davening so long because he's trying to remember his chasana from years ago. And it caused a big laughter. And the Chayza made a comment. So the Rav Shitzer, I'm being Mekatzer. I don't remember the whole Maisa, really. I don't remember it that well. And he made a lashon to him, like, didn't you promise me that you wouldn't make jokes about my davening, my long davenings anymore? And the Rav Shitzer said, what am I supposed to do when you start to daven like this a very long time? We need to make jokes. We need to make distractions. Many times when we daven, and we become very fervorous in our Avodas Hashem, and it draws attention, so even the Mekatrikim, they draw attention, and it can cause a kitrik. This is one of the chachmas of Rav Shitz, that they know how to deal with these things. A lot of the bedichas and the jokes of the Rav Shitzer and the derech of Rav Shitz. Along these lines we have here, if you understand the oimik of that, of the chachma of Rav Shitz, you can only understand here the sugya of Eli and Chana. Then when he saw that she was really mamish, showing expression and davening in a way which was drawing attention to her, Eli was shomer aspiha is meant to be literal, that he was protecting her tefillas. And when he was chayshet her v'ksherim, and he made the comment, and he said, "Ad masay tishtacherin, how long will you be a shikr like this?" That he was mekatrig on her, he distracted the kitrugim. Rav Nachman has a piece about this, where Eliyahu Hanavi or Pinchas will make a kitrug on a tzaddik many times, so that the satan can make a kitrug. That he was literally protecting her tefillos. That's what it means. Eli was shomer aspiha. In fact, it can even be said that which it says about Yitzchak, Vayet haYitzchak laHashem lenechach ishtay ki akarahi. The Rashi says Vayet haYitzchak laHashem is lashon ki hirba lehisfalo. He davened a lot about it, and we know from that comes Esav. Because many times, although it sounds very hard to swallow, if it's not true about Yitzchak, it certainly could be true in Avodas Hashem. That if a person pushes and pushes and pushes in his davenings about what he wants, or if he davens hirba lehisfalo, it could be that it creates a kitrug that an Esav can come out of that. Of course, you have to understand that properly. But here, the fact, if you want to understand Al Pi Pnimi, is that which Eli was chayshid her, it wasn't that Eli was chayshid her mamish, that he did so in order to protect her. That he went out on a line to protect her, and he suffered from that. Because a person who's chayshid b'ksheirim, he's nilke b'gufay. And we mamish see that Eli was nilke b'gufay. Mamish in the sugi of Shmuel's birth, we find that the Navi tells us that Eli had big tsaros from his sons, that they went off the derech. And he also became blind. That's called nilke begufa, ki zchayish b'ksheirim. But he did so in order to make an act of mesiras nefesh, because he saw that a great neshama would come out of this. And he put his life on the line in order to ensure that the neshama of Shmuel would come out. And with this we can understand that Eli is literally responsible for the birth of Shmuel. That he protected her. He protected the neshama of Shmuel. And that would explain why it is that Chana came, she took her son, and she brought him to the Makom HaMikdash. And she gave him to Eli. And she said, "This is yours." And he raised him as a son. Because on some level in Pnimius, Eli is responsible for Shmuel's birth. If not for him being chayshid her, to protect her, for being shomer aspiha, there wouldn't be a Shmuel in this world. So with this understanding, let's go back to the sugya and the Gemara. Gav v'rab b'nachka mehacha, that a person who is roga b'ner, havin li b'nam tamid ha'chachamim. there's a concept that there's two ways to bring children into this world. One is the conventional way, and it's very easy for children to come into this world. It's a natural process, but normally regular neshamas come down the regular way. In order to bring very big neshamas into the world, the satan and the kitrik has a very careful eye on such neshamas, and Hashem has to sneak them into this world, like we find by the neshama of Mashiach and David HaMelech, all the peculiar and interesting mahalchim in how it is that Hashem brought these neshamas into the world, Mayavi v'lay Mayavis, which Shmuel himself darshans, that he codified that in writings, Megillas Rus, and light in Yehuda and Tamar. If you trace the neshama of Mashiach, as far as Magdashim tell us, there's a lot of chshad, which revolves and circulates around such neshamas. And that's true by all the neshamas of tzaddikim, the stories which we find having big schusim, or unconventional ways that neshamas are brought into this world. There's the way milamala lamata, and there's milamata lamala. The idea of lighting the ner of Hanukkah by the Pesach Abayis really goes and revolves around the entire theme of Ner Chanukah, which the Imre Pinchas of Pinchas Chorosher speaks about. That if you take a look at the whole Tzur of Ner Chanukah, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, the fact that we light B'choshech at the nighttime, and we light in the Rishos HaRabim, L'matam Yasar Tfachim, of which Chazal say, Me'oilam lo yard Shechina L'matam Yasar, yet here we do. It's because we're Nichnas into the Gevul of the Sitra Acher. And that's a Mida Keneg Mida. Yevonim nifritzu alai, that they were pirates gathered to be nechnas into the Gvul de Kedusha, that they broke boundaries, that they caused a gullus for Klai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, in the Makom HaMikdash, such a chutzpah, the chutzpah of Yavan, so we have a chutzpah too. That we go into the Choshech, into the Makom HaSarachoykim, and we do so with the intention of being Ma'ala Kedusha, and especially in the Neshamas HaKadoshim. Very big neshamas that from the chait of the Eitz Hadas, they need to be lifted up and to be brought up from the Mekomas HaChoshech into the Gevul de Kedusha. This is also the idea of lighting at the Pesach HaBayis. Because the Torah tells us very clearly, by the chait Eitz Hadas itself, La Pesach Chatas Roivetz. That the Chatas at the Eitz Hara, that the Satan, that he sits at the Pesach of Kedusha. That's why the mezuzah, the Zayah says, Zaz Maves, to drive away the Satan who sits at the Pesach. Now, Ner Chanukah is different, because not like mezuzah, whose intention is to drive away the Satan from the Pesach to Kedusha, Ner Chanukah goes into that Makom of Chatas, and is Malek Kedusha Neshamas. This is the idea, understanding this, that a person who's Ragil B'ner, having Leibanim Tamid Chachamim, that a person who's Rogel B'ner, that he's Zor B'ner, to light at the Pesach HaBayis, Gav V'Rab B'Nafka Me'achah means, not just that big neshamas are born because you're Zor B'ner. What's the Midah K'neg Midah? What's the Oymek Advarim? That when you light a ner at the Pesach HaBayis, and you take that ner to Kedusha, into the Mekoyim HaSachoshach, into that Pesach HaDaz Revetz, you're Ma'ala Helig Neshamas. And so therefore, Gav V'Rab B'Nafka Me'achah means, that big neshamas came out of this place. Out of the Pesach Mamish, that you drew out neshamas from that place. This is the idea, of course, of Yaakov having to go down to the house of Lavan, and especially to get Yosef, and as soon as he had Yosef, he was done. Because there were neshamas which were in the hands of Lavan, and he needed to go out, not just to get stam neshamas, he needed to take up big neshamas. 12 huge neshamas he needed to take out of the house of Lavan. And as soon as he took out Yosef, he knew his job was done. He emerged. This is the idea of Ner Chanukah. That's why Yaakov, Yosef, is begamachia with the koil of Ner Chanukah. That the idea of Yaakov taking out Yosef from the places of the house of Lavan is the idea of Gav V'Rabba Nafka Mehacha, to take out big neshamas from fallen places. So too here, when Chana came to the Makom HaMikdash, and she davened at the Pesach HaBayis, which needs a special Shmira, where there's an Indian of Shmira to guard. The Kohanim have shifts in guarding the Makom HaMikdash, the Pesach HaMikdash. When she came there, and she came to the Heichal Hashem, and she davened, Ki Hibbasa Lehispalel, and there was a cheshad that Eli saw that there was going to be now an achiza from the Sitra Achra, and he went out on a limb for her. Mamish, achayishit b'chshem nilka b'gufa. He was able to be ma'ala, the halig and neshama of Shmuel, from that place. So Shmuel comes as a neshama from the Oimek HaKlipa, thanks to Eli's mysterious nafish. Gav Rabba nafka mehacha. That's what we find in this sugya of Shmuel, when he receives his nevuah from the very first time. Like the pasuk said we quoted before, from the Tiferes Shlaimai. V'ner Elokim terem yichbe, u'Shmuel shaychev behechal Hashem. But this is a reference, as he says, to Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah is a tikkun of Hoyd, which is Shmuel's calling. The Ner Elokim terech yichbe, how the Ner doesn't go out. That the Ner Maravi, that the Ner of Chanukah doesn't go out. The idea of being Malik Miner Liner, from Eli to Shmuel. How Eli is responsible for the rise of Shmuel, Atchalei Shaka Shimshal Shal Eli. Zarcha Shimshal Shal Shmuel. And that's really the whole idea of being Malik Ner Chanukah. Shimshal Shal Eli means the Shamish. That Eli is like that Shamish, that he lights the Neshama of Shmuel, the relationship between Ner of a Rebbe to a Talmud. Like we find B'ha'aloyscha es haneirois. But so many lessons are learned out from the relationship between a Ner of a Talmud to a Rebbe. Take a look at the Drash Moshe from Rav Moshe Feinstein, a very nice pshat, B'ha'aloyscha es haneirois. Even the word B'ha'aloyscha is a lesson of Eli. B'ha'aloyscha, to light up, that's called Eli. That he lights the neshamas, he lights the neshama of Shmuel. Even Yevanim Nikbitzu Alai. Alai is also the Oisiyas Eli. Right? The whole Indian of Eli, that he's called the Shemesh. The Shamish. The Shamish which lights Shmuel, his Talmud, to be like him as well. And this goes on from generation to generation, that the next year, Shmuel becomes the Shamish. Shimshashal Shmuel, and he lights the next generation. There's all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is called the Shemesh, of course. When we go back and we look at the psukim as well, and we'll go back to the questions which we started with and try to plug them into our sugya. So we understand already Haraga b'ner, havinei banim tamei dechachamim. Gav v'rabba nafka mehacha, to bring out big neshamas from the hands of the choshech. This is the idea that this ner elokim terech yichbe, which is a remez, of course, to Eli and to Shmuel. So the idea of lighting from yamin to small, and from small to yamin, of being mesadeh from right to left, and being malik from left to right, this is mamash the inyan. Because the yamin is the tzad the kedusha. And being mitzadeh from yamin to small means that we're going into the tzad small, we're going into the makom ha'choshech. And as we light, once we get to the tzad small, and we go from left to right, means that we're being male neiris. Neiris shem nishmas adam. We're being male neshamas from the small, and we're taking them out, and we're bringing them to the tzad yamin. Again, from right to left means our going down. But we have to come up with neshamas, which is the neiris, the neiris and nishmas adam, which we take out. That the shamas, which is Eli, that he goes down into the small, and he brings out neshamas. Healing and neshamas like Shmuel HaNavi. That's why we're mesadeh kazeh. And the reason why we're madlik, b'shnei ruchos m'pnei achshad, is because the whole inyan of Ner Chanukah comes from this makam of chshad. That the shnei ruchos is referring to like these two ruchos of Shmuel and Eli. And in the same way that a person who's choshed b'ksheirim, he's chay levarcho, and because he was choshed improperly, he gives a bracha which enables neshamas to come out of that. A person who's moitzi atzmo midechshad, that he's naki mi'asham mei Yisrael, that he doesn't allow himself to fall into a place of chshad, that he's zahir in the sin of not being allowed that people should be choshed him. He's also zeichet to that bracha, to take out neshamas from those places. So how a person is able to conduct himself in the inyan of chshad is very much nogea especially from the parsha of Ner Chanukah as it relates to Eli and Shmuel. But this goes back to the Kavanah of the Ari, which we spoke about before. That Chanukah divides into two words. Chana, Havaya. Chana is a reference to who? To Shmuel's mother, Chana. And Havaya is the fact that she davened to Hashem, that she should be zeichet to such a child. As the Pasuk says, Vata'an Chana, that she answered Shmuel. And she said, Ve'esh b'yichis nafshi lifnei Hashem. That's called Chana, Hashem. That Chana davens and beseeches Hashem to be zeichet to such a child. In fact, even the word Ve'esh b'yich is a remnant of Chanukah. Esh b'yich is also two words. Eish pach. That the pach shemen and the eish from the pach shemen. Nafshi, of course, is a remez. Tanir Chanukah, the Zayar says, Nefesh stands for Nir Psil Shemen. That's the word Nefesh, the Rashi Tevis. To be Malef from the Choshech of the Shemen, you bring out Neshamas from that Choshech Zuyavan. So that's the Ari HaKadosh. Chana Chafav, Chana Havaya. And that which the Rashash says, Vayishkav, if you take a look at this sugya of Shmuel in the Makom HaMikdash, when he was zeichet to that nebuah from the very first time, which we already began with, V'ner lekim ter michbe, u'shmuel shoychev beheichal Hashem. The Shmuel was being shoychev. The psukim go on, and in fact it says the word vayishkav three times in this sugya. And not that vayishkav is a very common word in Tanakh. It says vayelech vayishkav, that he woke up and Eli said, go back to sleep. And it happened again, and Eli said, go back to sleep. Vayishkav b'makaymai. And then again, it says, Vayishkav Shmuel. Three times Vayishkav. And then he was zeichet to that nevuah, which is the tikkun of the height. And even furthermore, what's the gematria of the word Vayishkav? Vav, 6. Yod, 16. Shin, 3:16. Chaf beis. 3:16 plus 22, 3:38. With the koil, that's gematria near Chanukah. 3:39. So even the word Vayishkav, which the Rashash alludes to, is gematria near Chanukah, and you find it three times over here by the sugya of Shmuel in the Beis Hashem. The rise of the Shimsha Shel Shmuel. Now, if you take this vav, which is the vav of the word hide, which the Rashash says is the ner. What did we say before? Ner mezuzah, the mezuzah is b'yamin. Ner Chanukah is b'small. But you go from yamin to small, then from small to yamin to take out these neshamas. So now you take your ner, which is a vav. And you take that vav and you put it b'tzad small. What happens with the word small when you add a vav to it? Becomes? Shmuel. Shmuel. It's Mama Shmuel. So the Ner Chanukah b'small means take a Ner, which is a Vav, you put it b'small, you have the word Shmuel. But you have to go from Yamin to small. What is the gematria Yamin? 110. What's the gematria Eli? 110. So when you go from Yamin to small, you take Eli and you go into the Tzad small. So there goes Eli, goes into the small to bring on the Shamas like Shmuel. And that's Pshat Gav Rabba Nafka Mehacha. Mehacha is Gematria Yavan. That you take out big neshamas from the hands of Yavan, from the hands of the Choshech, from the Klipa, you go into the darkness and you bring out neshamas from there. These are the Talmid HaChachamim, your Zechat Talmid HaChachamim. Like Shmuel, great neshamas your Zechat to. And this is the secret of Ner, Sheyesh Lo Shnei Piyos Kneged Shnei Bnei Adam. That you can have one Ner, but it has two mouths because it's connected two people. That's Eli and Shmuel. That's the Yamin and the Small. One Neshama, but the Shimshel Shel Zeh v'Shimshel Shel Zeh. It's connected Shnei B'nei Adam. That's Eli and Shmuel. Together, it's the prototype for the Inyan that a person who's Ragel B'ner, that he's Zeichet to Helig and Neshamas, but he's able to be Maitzi, from the Aymek HaKlipa. course, that's why the whole Indian of Chanukah is a lashon of chinuch. Chinuch Habonim, which is a shaychus between Rebbe and the Talmud, a father and a son. If there's ever a time of year which we find an emphasis on these inyanim, it's Chanukah, which is supposed to be a chinuch and how to be mechanech. And it's a really important lesson in chinuch bechlal. We'll just end off with the hashkafa, that much more that a Rebbe does than to teach the Talmud Torah, he could do much more for him in many ways as well. The Talmud Torah and learning Torah is not supposed to be just an intellectual experience, that a Rebbe is teaching his Talmud Torah and he wants that he should be a Talmud Chacham in the sense that he should know a lot of Torah. Of course, knowing a lot of Torah is a very beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But the ikka, what a Rebbe wants that he should have from his Talmud, he should be Madlik Miner Lener. That on some way that he should use his neshama to light up the neshama of his Talmud. That he should be behalais chesaneris, that he should be able to stand on his own raglayim. Take a look at that Ramesha before. He should be able to be oyla the shalhavis meileha. That it's supposed to be an experience that when the Talmud leaves the confines of the Beis Medrash, he's not going to fall, chas v'shalom. It's not going to be layich bebalai l'neira. That the neshama of the Talmud will never go out. Because even though if he leaves the Beis Medrash and he stops learning chas v'shalom, that's not what we want. But it shouldn't be like that. It should be that the Rebbe is able to light up the Talmud in such a way that even when he leaves the careful eye of the Rebbe, that he's still going strong, because it wasn't that when the Rebbe was teaching the Talmud, it was just that he was learning Torahs from the Rebbe. That the Rebbe's Kavanah was, and the Kavanah of the Talmud was, he should be Madlik Miner Lener. That he should light him up, that he should be Lichtig. That learning should be Lichtig. That davening should be lichtig. That he should know how a Jew eats and how he conducts himself on Shabbos and how he knows that it'd be mesameach and yontiv. What it means a Chanukah. This is all part of the experience on a deeper level, which is why the whole tzura of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a lesson in chinuch. Is it not to lose sight of the fact that the ikker chinuch is that one of what the Ner speaks about, which is being madlik miner lener. That the Rebbe should give over his entire atzmius to the Talmud in a way that it's not just that he took from the brain of the Rebbe. That he sat in shir for 45 minutes a day and he was able to take a little bit of Torah and sugyas and now he has a little bit more ideas. That was an experience that the Talmud had, that he was madlik miner lener, that he was zeche to be lit up from his Rebbe. And when that happens, he never forgets his Rebbe. That even if he only spent a little bit of time with his Rebbe, he doesn't forget the face of the Rebbe. Not just the Torahs of the Rebbe. The more than he remembers the Torahs, he'll just remember the fact that his Rebbe was mashpi on him, that he gave him a lichtigkeit in his whole avodas Hashem. You should be zeichet to that a great light comes down during Chanukah. Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol is malik miner lener. We should be zeichet to that bracha, to that hadlaka, to that lichtigkeit that Kadosh Baruch Hu lights us up. We should be zeichet to know how to take from him, how to take from our Rebbeim. We should be zeichet to badim and talmidim chamichamim. For that to be zeichet to mimala all the heilig neshamas and all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. It should be oile, it should be madlik, a lichtig aner, to be zeichet to chakosha v'sameach, and bizkel tzek mir meinu amen.
This is your yad, this is your yad, this is your yad.
Amen.